This week, Chris, Mira, Ben and Dave are all in Grahamstown in South Africa.
I hope it's raining.
Yeah, I hope they haven't tried any of the wine yet. I want some for me. Anyway, they're there for SciFest Africa while we're stuck here in Cambridge. While the lads are doing explosive science demonstrations for packed houses, Mira has been able to see some of the events going on throughout the week. And she joins us now. Hello, Mira.
Hello. I've been practising how to say hello in Afrikaans. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Goeie aunt.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the phlegmy sound, so yeah. Goeie aunt. I don't know, I'm hoping that people listening aren't going to be offended by the way I'm saying it, but that's what I've just learned how to say hello. But hello anyway.
Hello. Right, so tell us a bit about this festival. Just how big is it?
It's really big. It's a lot bigger than I thought it's going to be before we got here, because it's in a town called Grahamstown, which isn't a particularly large town, and it's not really well known if you don't really live in South Africa. It's in the Eastern Cape, and it's actually a bit like Cambridge, because it's quite a small town. You can kind of walk around everywhere, but it's got a really good, prestigious university, Rhodes University, as part of it, which is hosting a lot of the things to do with the festival. And, I mean, it's a small town, but they're expecting up to 60,000 visitors to come here just for the science festival. And children are travelling from all over the country. They're sitting in buses for like 12 hours and 7 hours just to get here to see all the different scientific activities going on.
Wow, and I hear you guys are something of a celebrity down there. What sort of events are on at the festival?
There's a whole variety of events, and yes, the guys are celebrities. I'm not a celebrity because I'm not in the show with them, but they have been asked for their autograph, and also people are asking for pictures with them, which is quite interesting. But their show's actually been a hit here. It's been sold out, I think, at the first two shows, and so 900 people came to see them do their thing. And they've been doing just great activities and things like that to do with light. So Ben does a brilliant trick at the beginning of the show where he's showing how UV works. So he's drawn a skeleton onto his body with a highlighter pen, and then they dim down all of the light and put UV lights on him, and then obviously he's then glowing because the UV light is being absorbed and reflected out as visible light. And the kids just roar for this. They actually give like large rounds of applause just when they see this effect, and then they're blowing up balloons and exploding bottles with liquid nitrogen. So it's going down very well.
Fantastic. Are we going to hear about any of this next week?
Yes, well, I'm sure we're going to talk about what they've been doing as part of their show, but as well as them doing this particular show, I've been roaming around doing interviews with various lecturers and workshops and things like that are taking place, and that's all going to be the material for next week's show. So today I actually went to a game reserve and got to see some very cool animals, which will all be part of next week's show, and I've been learning how to glass blow. And I have been out to an estuary as well to learn about the species that you find in estuaries, because they're very interesting ecosystems.
I hear you had a go on a kudu horn as well. What's that like?
Yes, it was interesting. I didn't do it very well. The person showing it to me did it a lot better. But the whole kudu thing came about because as part of my game reserve trip today, I actually managed to witness a cheetah eating a kudu. And apparently you don't get to see that very often, especially as I went at midday, which is the worst time of day completely to go to a game reserve because everyone's just asleep and hiding under trees and things like that. But I did get to see that. And yes, the kudu horn was a very interesting sound. I think they used to use it as a good form of communication in the past.
I'm not jealous at all, honest.
Not jealous of the 26 degrees here.
No. Have you made a trip to any of the vineyards yet? Because that's what I was thinking of doing.
No. I think they're mostly in the Western Cape, but I have tasted the products of the vineyards and they are very nice.
Hard at work there.
Of course, constantly. We're naked scientists.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that was our very own Mira Senthillingham enjoying SciFest Africa in Grahamstown. And they'll be back next week with a special show recording at the festival.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.